Proclamation number 0399 of 5th of May, 1938. Activity of love. Sorrow. The Savior is present in love. Those who are mine will see the glory of God, and they will receive all the blessings of heaven. Therefore respect one another and love one another, because through love you become that which makes you my children. You have many opportunities in every situation of life in which you can exercise this love. But no one will be spared to collect merit in the activity of love. Therefore the Lord lets those who ask come to you so often on your life's journey and tests you how you behave towards them. And always in the voice of conscience a hint is given to you from above. If you now listen to this voice and thus make use of the opportunity, soon your soul matures in this love, and thus you again and again recognize love as the only true way to the heart of the Father. Remember His walk on earth where the Lord sought to win all people through love. You also have to make an effort to always only follow the course of your heart, which will always admonish you to be active in love. The guideline for this life is always the walk of Christ on earth. If you can follow this and His words, you will easily reach what the goal of infinite beings in the universe should be. You enter through love into the grace of the Lord because everywhere where love prevails, there the Lord Himself is among you, and in such nearness of the Divine Savior, His grace flows in you, and then this struggle on earth will become easier and easier when Divine grace supports you. This should all those who are pressed down to the earth with burden and sorrow well consider. If they turn more and more to the work of love, the Lord gives them so much strength that they soon recognize this in themselves and all the worries of everyday life no longer seem oppressive to them. They are far more likely to have these taken from their shoulders and life from now on is easily bearable. The Eternal Creator wants to reveal Himself in all these worries of the earth. Whoever walks through life without thoughts of the Godhead should be made aware of a power that dominates him, from which he cannot escape by his own strength. If true love now underlies the actions of man, then he will also soon be able in this love to recognize God the Lord in everything, even in what presses and burdens him. And once he has recognized this, then the Lord Himself pushes Himself into his heart. Since he always stays where true love is the driving force of all actions. When you now cannot recognize the Divine Creator and still act continuously in love, then your soul has already long since recognized, and it would be only a short time until your spiritual eyes are completely opened. Therefore cherish love as the first commandment. Take care of each other. Don't let any of your fellow men lack where you can give, and last but not least be concerned about their spiritual well-being. If you yourselves came to recognition, then help them also to come to this knowledge, and all this you can do only through love, which is an outflow of God, the Heavenly Father from eternity to eternity. Amen.